2, Vino Nothing. I'm already laughing because I'm saying welcome back after taking another hiatus and swearing I wasn't going to take a hiatus. Everybody who follows me knows some stuff came up, took some time off, but we're back and we're coming back in a big way because it is the fourth annual March Madness. This is our favorite time of year and most dreaded because we keep raising the bar on ourselves for the technological back end of this. And last year, we probably went too big, too much, too soon, and now we're having to keep up with ourselves. And my comrade, the MVP of March Madness every year, but specifically last year, is joining me again. Welcome, Bill.
Hello.
Enthusiasm as always. So when I say that we probably raised the bar too much, I wanted to bring you in, aka just say you're sitting next to me, before I said we did too much last year because everyone, the pandemic hit. A lot of people who started following me thought I just did the March Madness to like help people through the pandemic. It's entertainment. We first did Real Housewives, then we did rom-coms, then we did Hottest Men. But last year, the first day of the pandemic, Bill lost his job, and he took this on pretty much as a career move. You did these brackets, people, and we're going to do it again, guys. People can play the brackets. So we've come back in a big way. I don't even know what I just said. The cat's already distracting us, guys. We've got it up on the big screen. Last year is when Bill went crazy in Google Docs. I don't even know what you did in the back end, but we had how many entries last year?
A little over 750.
Yeah. And like more than that downloaded, and thank God they just didn't fill it out because we were day after day, first 2 days of living in this apartment, just together, never separating for anything. And it was fun. And we had the Sexiest Men, your winner last year. I don't know how it happened. It was such a shock to me as well. Brad Pitt came out on top. It's not like I called in all the favors of the Brad fan accounts that now follow me, but they were posting. We got the votes, and we swayed it in the end. Actually, I think he won by a lot.
Who did he beat?
I don't think it was. I remember David Beckham made it pretty far. Honestly, there were a lot of upsets last year. And so, last year's was so much fun, and I think it was just nice to have eye candy. It was light. It was easy. I mean, it was eye candy for me.
Didn't do much for me, but...
Yeah, well, you did a lot for it. So, rom-coms was obviously still my favorite year. Real Housewives was such a great way to start. So, it was a struggle for me to pick a theme this year, you could say. Usually, I have my theme by November. I mean, did I decide this week? Finally, I had changed so many times.
Yeah. You were pretty well set on one theme.
Celebrity couples, which yeah. I've told people. Everyone messaged me celebrity couples. That was the big vote. You guys, I got to a list of like 100.
It's too broad of a
spectrum. It's so big. And maybe by next year, and if we do a way for everyone to like narrow it down and I don't have to own who I eliminated because I just saw controversy written all over it. You know I would put Brad and Jen as a one seed. You know people would hate that.
Yeah.
I needed, you know, next year, if we get some voting ahead of time, a group to poll, I don't know.
Or what you could do for that, and that could be something where it's different, where each quadrant is a different decade. So it's like the best couples of the 2010s, best couples
that's
of the 2000s.
A good one.
So those are intense in their own right. Okay. And then the best couple of each decade.
We can't really say much more about this because now people have to wait a year for that because I'm not backing down from this one. I do think this is a good theme. I haven't teased it out at all. I just posted my first clue, which was that you and I are arguing. And the reason we're probably arguing the most is because we have a 6 to 7 year age gap. And I do think that sways where your votes lie and where my votes lie for this theme.
Right, because you haven't been exposed to the better parts of Disney because you're too young.
Okay, you just gave away the theme. I haven't announced it yet. That's it, guys. It's Disney. I knew you were going to get to it. It's Disney songs. So there's my, I got to at least give some of it away. Thank you, Bill. I mean, we only decided this weekend. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do Disney movies. Then I was going to do animated movies. And then suddenly I was going through the list of songs. And I was like, you know what? People love to sing along. A lot of you have kids. You can give them the phone and they can vote. I don't care. Like, that might actually give some really great results to kids.
Or give them to, like, your older siblings so that they vote for the right movies.
Okay, we're going to get into it because we are now going to go through the bracket, justify some of my rankings, because I don't think there'll be so much arguing. Once you realize how many good songs there are in the top, you know, one seeds, two seeds, three seeds, four seeds, those rankings could change a lot. I do think once we get to the end, it'll be interesting. You've got a 12 seed you're really pulling for that I don't even want to...
I thought it should have been a 1 seed.
That's ridiculous. It was a 16 seed originally in my bracket, and I moved it to a 12 because 12s can beat 5s. This is already so choppy, I don't even care. We're all over the place.
Let's just dive in, man.
I know. I was just going to say, we will explain the rules, everything, how brackets work on my Instagram. It's like last year. A lot of you don't follow the actual March Madness and how bracketology works. I will explain 1 seeds, 2 seeds, and how these move forward. And I'll also explain on my Instagram how you can do a bracket. And it's pretty interactive. It's pretty simple once you select the appropriate measures, especially now that we figured out last year the glitches. It's going to be smooth sailing. Are you ready to dive into the theme you revealed before I could?
I was ready before you were, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you've been ready for me to give you this list for weeks. Again,
Well, not weeks. So we only came up with it like 2 days ago.
No, but I mean, like, I usually...
to actually be ready with
I usually am November, and then I spend months switching around my rankings. The only other person who has gone through this list with me is Bill. Usually I pull a lot of people. Last year with the Sexiest Men,
I wasn't a very good person to...
Well, you were.
...pull in on that.
I just didn't take your thoughts into consideration.
Because I wasn't a very good person to pull in.
Okay, well...
This one, I know my shit.
No, that's why I said this one. I didn't take your thoughts.
Oh, I thought you were
saying... I ignored a lot of your suggestions here in 2021.
Oh, you'll see. Gonna be a lot of sleepers out there.
There are some sleepers. Okay, we're gonna start... We didn't name our quadrants. Okay, so let us begin. We had to take a commercial break because we didn't come up with, you know, north, south, east, west quadrants for each bracket. So we had to do that really quick. And we're just going to go with these are tentative. Again, mm-hmm. I did this all this week. Usually there's a lot more thought into this. We're planning a wedding on top of this, guys. Just go with us. So, our first quadrant is Prince Eric's ship. Prince Eric, one of the sexiest princes of all.
Probably one of the biggest pieces of shit, too, though.
What?
Well, he falls in love with this girl, and then drops her like a bad habit.
He's bewitched.
I suppose.
And they also, it's like worse than The Bachelor. They haven't known each other more than like 24 like hours. Okay, so the number one seed coming out of Prince Eric's ship is Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. You agreed with me on that one.
Yeah, there's no big fight. It's up against... You have to make sure you see what it's up against.
And it's up against the 16 seed, Someday My Prince Will Come, Snow White.
I don't even know how that made the cut.
I don't really remember why, reasoning-wise. There are some 16 seeds that probably could have bumped out for something else. Mm. Again, guys, did it in a week. This is a revamp from where I was going. So, Little Mermaid, we both agree, is going to move forward in the round of 32. Next is the 8 and the 9 seed. You're already moving something forward and we haven't agreed. Love is an Open Door from Frozen is the 8 seed. One Jump from Aladdin is the 9 seed.
Definitely One Jump.
I think Love is an Open Door.
I think there's one, maybe two songs from Frozen I can remember and everything else is irrelevant. I don't even know how it made an 8 seed.
Looking at it now, it might have ranked higher. I'm going to regret everything, but I'm sticking to my guns here. We'll move One Jump from Aladdin for you, but I don't think One Jump's going to actually win this. Don't even move this one. All right, this is our biggest controversy. The 5 versus the 12 seed, which if you follow March Madness and college basketball, the 5 and the 12 seed is probably the most, when you're betting, likely that a lower seed is going to defeat an upper.
Like 5-12, 7-10.
Yeah. The 5-12, just you always pick 1-12 to beat a 5.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen. Bill thinks this is the one. The 5 seed is a classic. Could have been ranked higher. I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. Versus Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo from Cinderella.
Well, first of all, you give the 5 seed this glorious introduction.
You can talk about
Second of all, you can't use the word classic for a Mulan song when it was defined by a Cinderella song in Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. The word alone classic screams Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Should have been a 1 seed.
Absolutely
a
not.
A 2 seed, probably. That was aggressive. A 2 seed.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo is boring.
It is the foundation of Disney songs.
No. It's not. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, she's got Salakadoo, Amajamaboo. You don't even know the words.
Do you watch you all the shit know, that happens?
You don't know the exact words.
That doesn't always mean it's not a great song. You don't know all the words.
Don't even say it. I know all the words to, we'll get to that song, and I do know all the words. I feel like last year when we did our brackets, for some reason, we started singing the song we're referencing to, or we have on the podcast.
I mean,
before.
We definitely have on the podcast.
We've argued about it. Anyway.
Anyway, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo moves.
No, it doesn't. I'll Make a Man Out of You, Mulan. I'll Make a Man Out of You, Mulan. Could make it to Final Four.
What?
It's not going to be Under the Sea in the 16, but it is. It's got a hard road, but yeah. Okay. A 4 seed versus a 13 seed. Our 4 seed, another argument coming, is Just Around the River Bend, Pocahontas, versus Cruella de Vil, 101 Dalmatians. As the 13.
One of the best villain songs in...
That's not true. There are some higher ranked villain songs coming up, and you agreed with me that they
And
are...
I just said this is one of the best.
There's only like 3 good ones.
Well, this is one of them. And also, another movie in Pocahontas. Fine film, but you don't remember Just Around the River Bend. You remember Paint with All the Colors of the Wind.
No.
That's all you remember.
Just around the river bend. And Miko's like freaking out on the boat. They go off the water ball. I look once more. She's like belting it. Paint with All the Colors of the Wind. I hope I made that a 3 seed. I did, thank God. I
had to so look. We agree Cruella de Vil?
Absolutely not. Move Just Around the Colors. Just Around the River Bend. These fucking cats.
So, okay. You announce them.
6 seed is almost there. Princess and the Frog. I put it up high because it is the standout song of that movie, and it is a really cute song. I enjoy it. People are gonna argue that I ranked it too high, but I feel good about it. It goes against Honor to Us All from Mulan, which is an amazing song. Shout out to Nugget, who sings this song for me a lot. Just the one clip. Mm-hmm. But I do think Almost There, Princess and the Frog, if people haven't seen the movie, might have a hard time with this 11 seed.
So I've only seen either of these movies once each.
Yeah.
And then I saw the live action Mulan, but we need not talk about that. and I remember the Honor to Us All song better than the Almost There song. So I would move along Honor to Us All.
I like Almost There. It's one of the songs from the newer movies. Kind of like, it's not as big as Let It Go or... How Far I'll Go from Moana, but it is a really good story, especially as an adult. I feel like half these songs, when you listen to them again as an adult, you're like, wow, I really needed this today.
They're more relatable now.
Yes.
Than they were then.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, How Far I'll Go, like, I was going to kindergarten. Well, not when Moana came out.
To the bus!
Not when Moana came out. Oh my god, these cats, sorry. Okay, well, you can decide on this one. Okay, we're gonna have to edit. You're throwing things at the cats.
I want them to get off the counter.
They're not going to. They know we're occupied. Okay. Next up, the 3 seed in Prince Eric's ship quadrant is You'll Be in My Heart, Tarzan. This was hard not to make a 1 or a 2 seed for me. Because of my love for Phil Collins. This whole soundtrack.
And it's just a fire song.
Oh, it's a fire song. But Phil Collins and I, you know, like, that is,
yeah.
That is my man. It is up against Belle from Beauty and the Beast, where bonjour, 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 bonjour. There goes the baker. Dun, dun, dun. Sorry, it just kept going. I wanted to stop. But You'll Be in My Heart wins against Spell. Seven against the 10 seed. I Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King. 10 seed is You're Welcome, Moana. Look, we all love, you know, you've got a lot of 90s kids going to be listening to this. I Can't Wait to Be King.
I just can't wait
to can't wait to be king.
I'm also curious, I noticed that you put the movie title in quotes, not the song in quotes. That's throwing me off.
I believe that's grammatically, if it's a song, it goes in quotes. I don't know. I was the journalism major, so I could be wrong.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a song, it goes in quotes. You put the quotes around the movie, not around the song.
But a movie title also goes in quotes. No.
The records show that you just argued in my favor. And I keep getting thrown off thinking the song title is the movie title. And it's just difficult.
Italics are used. Journal major.
And I'm going to try to be smart.
Okay, you know, I should have never been a journalism major. When I was looking at something else, okay, it should be italics. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. Well, you should apologize for being kind of an ass about it.
No. Oh, yeah. So television shows go in quotes and songs go, works of art. So it's very confusing. A movie could be italicized or it could be in quotes. I mean, it's definitely not in quotes. I'm just trying to argue that some people put it in quotes.
We can move along.
Sorry. And I knew when I was saying I'm the journalism major that it wasn't going to go well for me because I never grasped grammar. Like, I'm not gonna say that. I mean, yeah, journalism school, I don't, my mom still questions how I was a journalism major. We moved Can't Wait to Be King forward. I just can't wait to be king. You're Welcome, though, if people let their children have hold of the phone, I will be curious if You're Welcome by Moana goes forward, because
maybe
it is a really cute song and I don't even like The Rock. And then finally, the 2 seed is Let It Go, Frozen, against the 15 seed, Bells of Notre Dame, Hunchback of Notre Dame. And Let It Go moves forward.
Let It Go could have easily made an argument for a 1 seed.
You did make that argument.
It's as iconic as Bippity Boppity Boo.
Didn't know what you were gonna say. I feel like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo is gonna be one of these arguments in 10 years. Like, we've been together 5 years and we keep certain things in the back of our heads and reference them. I feel
gotta
like
come out in a heated fight about who's changing the diaper.
Bibbidi Bobbidi. Oh. Okay. Oh God, I forgot what we named the other quadrants. Okay, the next quadrant is Aladdin's Magic Carpet. I feel like these almost are going to end up sounding sexual, which kind of makes... There's always hidden Disney jokes for adults.
Yeah.
So maybe these are the hidden jokes. Are these not very sexual, but I just said they might be sexual. Okay, the 1 seed in Aladdin's Magic Carpet Ride quadrant is A Whole New World, Aladdin. It is a really good song. Really good relationship booster.
Yeah, but I think of all the 1s and 16 matchups, this could be the closest one. And not saying that it will be close. Oh, but...
So, I think people are going to forget the 16 seed here, which is I've Got No Strings, Pinocchio. The reason it made the list, and I know there are other songs I probably forgot or left off, I've Got No Strings really feels like a song for adults again. I've got no strings to hold me down. Dun, 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 dun. Like it's,
yeah,
it's,
Ultron sings it in the Marvel movie.
Oh, that's why you were arguing for it. I don't know. I think people are going... I don't think anyone's going to vote for that.
I'm not saying it's going to win, but I think it'll be the closest.
Can you not give your POV from the kitchen? No one knew you left until you decided to shout from the other...
Cat's being a menace.
What's new? Okay. For anyone who's... I wanted to play it. The fact that either of us argued that this could beat A Whole New World.
Again, never said it could beat it. Just said that this could be the closest battle. Everything else will be a bigger blowout.
I think people are going to be like, how'd this make the list? Okay. 8 seed. The 8 seed, and this is going to be the hardest, I think, 8-9. 8 seed is Strangers Like Me, Tarzan, against the 9 seed, Poor Unfortunate Souls, The Little Mermaid. Ursula's big song of the movie, one of the best villain songs. But I got to go for my boy, Phil. What say you?
Poor Unfortunate Soul.
Okay, so move Strangers Like Me forward.
Okay.
You paused too long. All right, the 5 versus the 12. You were really attached to this 5 seed, and I'm really attached to this 12 seed. And I think this could be an interesting battle. 5 seed is Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. And the 12 seed is Streets of Gold, Oliver and Company.
Oh, that's not fair.
You have been a big proponent of Bare Necessities when this...
Yeah, but I'm the one that brought Oliver and Company back into the fold when I let you realize that that was Billy Joel. And then
that
we listened to it again.
That was a different podcast. I think we did this on a podcast.
No, I think we just did this in like a bar.
No, we did it. No, we haven't been in a bar. It was in quarantine. We were sitting here. That's why we might have been recording. But Streets of Gold is now...
That's not a fair first rounder.
But that's a 5-12. Hold on. Streets
of Gold. That's the part that's not fair. Streets of Gold did not get a fair shake. I think when you asked me to edit this, I moved it up.
I don't think you did. Can I? Oh, they don't let you play Streets of Gold. They just let you play Why Should I Worry, which is another song that didn't make the list. And the better
Oliver. Oh, wait. I thought that's the one that's on.
No, that's why I wanted to play it for people, because
Why Should I Worry?
It's a higher song. That's a higher. Streets of Gold is another. The rhythm of the city. Dun, 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 nah. No, that's Why Should I Worry.
Yeah. I think you got the wrong song here.
Streets of Gold. Hold on. I'm going to go to YouTube. You got to wear the crown. That's Why Should I Worry still. Hold on. Streets of Gold is Streets of Gold. Oliver and Company. Real song. It's just not on Spotify. Okay, here we go. No, you got a lot to learn, and if you don't learn, you don't. Yeah. This is Streets of Gold. The best survivor. I hit that note pretty well.
Bare Necessities clearly moves on from that.
Okay, Streets of Gold is a great 12.
It's fine.
12.
It's a great 12 seed.
Wanted to clarify for people, because I thought a lot of people were going to do what you did and think that was Why Should I Worry, which is ranked higher. I believe it is a 5 seed in a different quadrant.
As it should be.
Why Should I Worry is an excellent song. But no. Okay. Let me get back to the bracket. I just wanted to play that for people. And that made me jam. Okay. Oh, Bare Necessities. I guess I can move forward. Okay. The 4 seed is Kiss the Girl, Little Mermaid, against Arabian Nights from Aladdin. Kiss the Girl is going to move forward. Arabian Nights is a great song.
Yeah, a well-placed 13 seed.
Yeah. I'm glad you approved of my ranking there. But Kiss the Girl. Honestly, a 4 seed, like, some people would probably argue it higher. They might like it more than...
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Mm-hmm. 6 seed here is... From the classic, Mulan, A Girl Worth Fighting For, versus, a Hercules, One Last Hope. This is our first Hercules of the bracket, and there are 5, I believe, Hercules songs. I think every Hercules song made the cut. And I'm going to go with A Girl Worth Fighting For. One Last Hope is, I think, the lowest ranked Hercules song. And, like, we have Zero to Hero, Gospel Truth.
Yeah.
Won't Say I'm in Love.
I guess if you have to
A Girl Worth Fighting For.
That was a good song.
It's a good song. Yeah. But this one could be an upset. Easily. Okay, the 3 seed here. Sorry, now the cat is chasing. We put it up on the TV, you guys. If we're distracted, it's this fucking cat. He's chasing the mouse on the TV screen. We're just going to leave it if we just have to keep going. We've edited this so much. Just leave it. Don't even edit it out. We have to be honest with people why we are laughing and chuckling and screaming in the background. Okay, the three seed here is Colors of the Wind, Pocahontas, versus Trash in the Camp, Tarzan. I wanted to play Trash in the Camp for people because it really doesn't have a lot of words. But I think it is a great... Rosie O'Donnell. And she just doesn't say any words, but they're all just playing instruments in the camp. It was a good jam.
That's not a good groove.
Yeah. That's just the elephant and the gorillas playing in the camp while Tarzan and Jane are kind of having like a date night in the trees. So
they were just chilling.
Yeah. It's the lowest ranked Tarzan, aka Phil Collins song on the bracket, but Colors of the Wind moves forward. Again, a three seed that for some people, Pocahontas could have gone to a two seed.
Yeah, and that's a shame for Trash in the Camp. That probably could have been an upset, but not against Colors
though. No, it's a solid 14 ranking. I think all of our three seeds, I think our ones through fours are so strong, it's going to be a lot for a 14, 15, or 16,
yeah,
or 13 to defeat. Seven seed in this is Be Prepared from The Lion King. I think the best villain song could have gone higher. And that is against, another villain song. I didn't even do this on purpose. Gaston, Beauty and the Beast, where he's eating all the eggs and stuff. And he's very entertaining with LeFou, but yeah. Be Prepared is...
The biggest glaring hole in the live-action Lion King was them leaving out Be Prepared.
I can't even talk about the live action.
I know, and there was a lot, but like this, the fact that they left that out sucked.
I think it also might have, wasn't it Beyonce's adult voice playing Nala was really frustrating?
Yeah, but Beyonce can do whatever she wants.
She can. She is Beyonce, but there were a lot of things with Lion King live, any of the live actions we actually don't speak of. And finally, the two seed verse, which is How Far I'll Go, Moana, verse Bella Notte, Lady and the Tramp, which is a really pretty song. Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night.
It doesn't, Lady and the Tramp doesn't get enough airtime, though.
No. It doesn't get enough airtime, you're so right. I mean, I gave it a 15, so I think both Lady and the Tramp songs are a 15. Like, they're better than you think. I can't even talk about what's going on in our apartment. Okay.
I hate this place so much.
I hate this place. I love our cats, but he's honestly going to drive me to drink on a Tuesday. Okay. The next name of our bracket is Pumbaa's Watering Hole. God. I know I did these quick, but that was rough. Okay, the one seed in Pumbaa's Watering Hole is Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Lion King. You had moved this to a 2 in favor of Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
No, I moved this into a 2 in favor of Let It Go.
Oh, but
I like this song better than Let It Go, but I just think Let It Go is more
iconic. I think you can't move Elton to a 2. Like, that is... This is...
No, I understand that, too. I just think that from the Disney spectrum, Let It Go is more iconic than Can You Feel the Love Tonight. But this is a great song. I would pick it over...
I think you're very wrong, but...
Yeah, that's fair, too.
And it's up against the 16 seed, which is a really adorable song, Best of Friends, Fox and the Hound.
That's a sad movie.
You're the best of friends. It's also kind of an adult song, like... If only the world would just let you play. Like, it's just kind of a sad, like, it is a sad song. It's a terrible, sad movie.
Sad movie.
But that song is really cute. I didn't think, I mean, honestly, people are going to see it and vote against it just because of how sad that movie is. The 8 seed here is Into the Unknown, Frozen 2. It could have been ranked lower. I probably aggressively ranked this. Against Gospel Truth, Hercules, which the muses... Like, yeah. They could have been a 2 Crush seed. It. Yeah. Those two probably should swap, 8 and 9, but honestly, it doesn't matter. Frozen 2 is going to lose.
Yeah.
If you let your kids have the phone for this voting, that's great. take it away when Frozen 2 comes, because everyone knows that Hercules is maybe one of the best, I'm going to say one of the best soundtracks of all the Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
Every song hits it.
Oh, yeah. It can go toe-to-toe with Space Jam.
No, Space Jam's done.
No. The rest of the album's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought there were multiple songs.
There might be one or two, but there's a lot of good content in there.
Okay. But it's not toe-to-toe with Space Jam anyway. Like, that's incorrect. Okay, the 5 seed here is... Okay, this is going to be kind of a controversy, I'm realizing. So, You've Got a Friend in Me, Toy Story. Absolutely not.
What?
Versus the 12 seed Son of a Man from Tarzan. Look, I'd put... Phil Collins and I just have a thing, and I'd put it over Toy Story. I don't know the last time I saw Toy Story.
You don't like Toy Story.
I don't. Well, I didn't want to say it like that. Thank you again for just jumping ahead of me. You outed me.
I saw it like 5 times in theaters.
And there's the first indication of the age difference. I think I was born for Toy Story, but...
Oh, man.
I was probably two.
Like, Toy Story was revolutionary to cartoons, like cartoon movies.
So I think people are going to argue because this is Disney Pixar. And it's the only Disney Pixar song on the list. I mean, honestly, guys, if you just could let me, like, walk away from that one without getting in trouble for forgetting other Pixar songs. I know there are movies I forgot in lieu of the classics. I wasn't going to put this one on, but then I just kept going through it, and I was like, this song, it honestly should be probably higher than a 5 seed, but it's
going to go deep.
It's not against gospel truth. Ugh, except the next round is also difficult. The 4 seed is Reflection from Mulan, which covered by Christina Aguilera. And it's up against the 13 seed, I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book. Obviously, Mulan moves forward. And I gotta say, Mulan's gonna probably take out Toy Story. Oh, we have 2 Herculeses in this bracket? Okay, the 6 seed, Zero to Hero, Hercules, versus the 11 seed, When You Wish Upon a Star, Pinocchio. When I was doing my research, When You Wish Upon a Star on a lot of lists is the number 1 Disney song.
Like, I believe it. I bet Bippity Boppity 2 is number 2.
It was not. Bippity Boppity 2 was number 2? Yeah. No. Bippity Boppity Boo didn't even make the cut. Like, they would list 100 songs, and When You Wish Upon a Star was a... like number 1 every time. Not every time, but enough times that I did question putting it as an 11 seed. I stand by it. It's a cute song. I mean, it's a When You Wish Upon a Star, it's an iconic song, and it is, like,
I know.
It's magical. Zero to Hero. It's Zero to Hero.
Zero to Hero.
Who put the glad in Gladiator? Hercules.
Yeah. Probably the song I like more, but I give the edge to When You Wish Upon a Star.
Okay, you can move that one forward. I think people are going to...
give the nod to nostalgia on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the 3 seed is You'll Be in My Heart, Tarzan.
Didn't we already have this?
Uh-huh. Nope, we did. I put it 3 seed twice, guys. But we figured out that the 3 seed in Pumbaa's Watering Hole is Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. Bill, could you please tell us, sadly it was the commercial break and I was correcting this, but how do you think this song goes?
Well, I just said the only words I know.
I don't care. I don't mind. That's how he sang it just a minute ago. He says, you know, it's that I don't care. I don't mind song. What?
Maybe I'll cut it out of that commercial break and put it in here so people can hear how it goes.
I mean, I just, yeah, but I would like to hear how you genuinely sang that.
That's what I mean. I'll take the part that I recorded of me saying that, not realize we were recording.
It was the modernized version of that song. I don't care. I don't mind. The remix. That is the 3 seed here.
Go the distance.
That was the other 3 seed that I almost had to move up here. against Mine, Mine, Mine from Pocahontas, another villain song. It's a really good song when he's digging up all the gold, and it's mine. Dig and dig and dig. Hi, nanny, nanny, hi, nanny, nanny. Ooh, how I love it. Like, that's, do you not, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I guess I don't remember that part of Pocahontas.
Okay.
And we watched Pocahontas, I think, recently during quarantine, but that's just not a memorable, I don't think of the songs from Pocahontas, I should say.
Oof.
Outside of, like, paint with all the colors. Boys,
the king will reward taking. It's mine, boys. Mine in that gold with those nuggets.
Nuggets. They're digging. The choreograph of this whole cast here.
The choreograph? They're all drawn.
I know, but...
They better be choreographed.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job. Dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. And they've got the shovels and the dirt's flying. Oh, and then John Smith comes in quickly. So
oh,
he
okay.
does a cameo in this. I forgot.
You said that so as a matter of factly with a surprise in your voice.
I forgot that John Smith had a part in Mine, Mine, Mine. Part of your world's going to win. But I wanted to give Mine, Mine, Mine its due there. The seven seed in this bracket is When Will My Life Begin? Tangled verse Something There, Beauty and the Beast. I think this is going to be a tough one, nostalgic purposes, but I think, no, I would say When Will My Life Begin? Because...
I didn't think Tangled was that great.
You, okay, I don't want to put you on the spot right here, because when we were going, we did this a few days ago, and I was putting Tangled songs in, and then you go... Ooh, I do remember liking that. So, like, I'd like you to get there because you already did this a few days ago. Oh, my gosh, no. This is...
But not against a Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, there's some... Yeah, this one is, like, adulthood hits with this one.
You said that for, like, seven songs.
Yeah, I know. It resonates. It's different.
You're clearly going through something.
Yeah. This is... This is very, like, pandemic.
Well, she's in an
right.
eternal pandemic.
Yeah, she's trapped in a turquoise. Okay, that one has to... It's gonna pull through.
Okay.
Something There is sweet. There's something sweet. Da-da-da-da. I wonder why. I didn't see it there before. They're having the snowball fight. Like, it's charming.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's not that good.
I'm glad we spent so much time
song.
On that.
I thought it was a different song.
No, that's coming up. Okay. And the two seed here, I think, Can Go the Distance, another
oh,
song
man,
from that
this
movie.
Is a great song.
I Won't Say I'm in Love, Hercules by Meg. It could have been a one seed. And it's up against He's a Tramp, Lady and the Tramp, which is a really cool song.
Yeah.
It's very jazzy blues. He's a Tramp. It's good.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, but
oh, okay.
You singing it wasn't much better than me singing the Little Mermaid song.
Okay, I at least knew what the words were. You go, I don't care, I don't know why. Like, you literally Avril Lavigne'd Little Mermaid. I at least knew that I was trying to Ella Fitzgerald Lady and the Tramp. I didn't do it justice, but I knew who we were referencing. I Won't Say I'm in Love obviously moves forward, and... It could go really far here. It has a hard bracket, I'm looking, but I still think it has a strong chance. And then, what is my final? What? Okay, I forgot what I named this one. Chips Covered. I couldn't think
really
of...
Really reaching on this one.
I couldn't think of a Beauty and the Beast, like, location that was humorous, so I just did Chips Covered, because he's always have to go back to the cupboard. The one seed... in Chips Covered is Be Our Guest, Beauty and the Beast. That's just such a fun song. It's so happy.
And
even though she is a prisoner, they are really doing it, going all out for her.
Really making most of her.
They're trapped too.
Situation.
You know, it's not like a jail cell. It's a very open concept prison they've got going and all these other trapped accoutrements. I wonder if they do that every night. Like, I know they're, like, really excited she's there, but they had to have practiced that whole routine.
You
like,
would think.
Waiting for a guest. Just waiting for the one guest, and they're like, and Lumiere from the chandelier.
On a nightly basis.
Yeah. The Beast is just upstairs like, oh, I hope someone comes for these four people to practice. God, I took that way too far in my head. But I really think... Now that story lives. Okay, and it's the 16 seed is A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
That should have gotten better than 16.
It could have.
I think I put it higher than 16.
Well,
Like, that's not getting a fair shake against Be Our Guest. This would probably be the one that's the closest. I was wrong with the last one.
Yeah, I knew you were wrong, but a dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. Like, I get it. It's a classic. I just don't think we were very original. Like, Tangled, When Will My Life Begin feels a little, like, the message, they both have messages. A dream is a wish your heart makes. Like, I can still feel that in adulthood. I just feel like Cinderella's boring.
Sure.
Whereas Tangled, she's like swinging her hair around at least. Cinderella's gone crazy and is talking to the mice. Speaking of Tangled, the 8th seed here, I'm obviously losing it. The 8th seed here is I See the Light versus the 9th seed, shit. What's the 9th seed? I have a typo again. The Gospel Truth.
Nope. Try again.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah.
Okay. There it is. Do you want to build a snowman? Sorry, guys. Again, just did this all together. Oops. Well, we can format that later. That's an interesting... Those are two very modern ones. We haven't had a modern against a modern. At Last I See the Light is such a pretty song. I bet if people... I actually think... If you're a mom and you don't give your kid your phone, you're going to go with At Last I See the Light. If your kid is voting for you, they're going to vote for that damn snowman song. Because that is pretty popular and obnoxious.
I'd probably go with the snowman song.
See, I think it will win, but...
And I don't think I like Tangled very much. But you say I did like Tangled.
You told me 3 days ago. You go, oh, I do remember. I liked that movie. We watched it during quarantine too, I think.
We did.
We've been through it all, guys. Move Snowman forward. That's fine. It's not going to be Our Guest, so it's okay. The 5 seed. This is probably a low-ranked 5 seed, but again, we know our 1s through 4s are great. Beauty and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, which is also, people say, tale as old as time.
Yeah, right.
And it is against, I think, a superior song that could beat it. Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. From Aristocats.
Yeah, I think it's gonna smoke.
Did you hear? Rumble came running. I think there are some Aristocats fans. Everybody, the end of that song is the best part of that song when they're like really jamming out.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Aristocats? Oh yeah. Okay, absolutely.
Great. I just wanted to make sure. Aristocats, it could make a run. I do think Beauty and the Beast is a low ranked 5, so it's going to be a hard sell. Our 4 seed is Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, and it is against a 13 seed, a strong 13, an iconic one, Whistle While You Work from Snow White. Hakuna Matata is a low 4 in a lot of people's probably minds. Like, if you see all the, again, the 1s, the 2s, the 3s, the 4s, and the 5s are really strong, and a lot of people would mix them up differently. So, I think Hakuna Matata easily goes forward. But, Whistle While You Work, shout out to you.
I think that's a fun battle, but I think that's fair.
Yeah. Then, the 6 seed in Chips Covered is Friend Like Me, which is the Genie's classic song. And that is up against, and that's from Aladdin, sorry. Up against the 11 seed, I've Got a Dream from Tangled. I've Got a Dream is another cute song, another really relatable for adults. So maybe Tangled's just a really relatable movie.
It's just a relatable pandemic movie.
No, it was relatable when I saw it the other 5 times. and I don't have kids, so I have no excuse to watch this as much as I do, but it's really good music. But I do think Friend Like Me
definitely moves forward.
A really good song, and that's, I kind of forget. You know what song I'm realizing right now, and I want to just call it out, that I forgot on the whole round of 64? Prince Ali, when he comes through, like, on the elephant, and...
Yeah, I think that's okay, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Okay, great. Moving on. I just wanted to call it out. Sorry, guys. It didn't make the cut. I mean, this is, again, such a strong 3 seed. The 3 here is Go the Distance, Hercules. And it is against 14 seed, Once Upon a Dream, Sleeping Beauty. A classic, but what?
Just keep going.
What?
Just keep going.
Why? Just tell me.
Well, you have another typo coming up.
What? Okay. Mm-hmm. And that 7 seed will be... Okay, so Once Upon a Dream is the 14 seed. It's going to lose to Go the Distance. When we look at the 7 seeds... Oh, it's Why Should I Worry? From Oliver and Company. Versus... Ooh, Extremely Goofy Movie.
Yeah, it's definitely Why Should I Worry? And yeah. That's a shame that you gave it a 7 seed. That should have been at least a 6, if not a 5.
It's got an easy road. It's, yeah, no, it doesn't. The next round is tough for them. Ooh. And the final pairing here in the first round, coming out of the round of 64, is number 2 seed Circle of Life versus Topsy Turvy from Hunchback of Notre Dame. A song that did not make the cut, I will say, from Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I'm going to poll people on my Instagram because I weirdly like this song. And it's a very depressing song, so I just didn't put it on here. I just think it's very beautiful. And I believe Demi Moore sings it because she's Esmeralda in Hunchback of Notre Dame. When she sings God Help the Outcasts in that church. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. It's a really pretty song, but it's very depressing. And I just didn't let it make the cut because... I probably would have thought it was prettier than certain songs and moved it up, and then I think people would have been concerned why I put that so high. Not so high as like a 14. Anyway, it didn't make the cut, but Topsy Turvy's out anyway. All the Hunchback songs are already out in the first round.
I personally would have thought that Circle of Life should have been the number one over Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
I think my reasoning was we all have a different interpretation of Circle of Life, what the words really are. Because right. When you and I both decide at the same time, it happens more than you think, guys. I just want to clarify. We belt out Circle of Life once a week. And then the... Like, we try and do the words afterward. Both of us... I mean, you had B's in there that definitely are not...
No, yeah, it's smooth.
What does a bee have to do with being smooth?
Just, like, rolls into the next
song. No. We both get it. I'm definitely closer. I'm not going to belt it right now.
You have, like, Z's in there that don't exist.
No, I have some, like, hard K's. Yeah, like, an N and a K. Yeah, when you listen to them on the plane, when, like, the cast of Broadway sings it, I won't even try and, like, but they do it really here. Let's just, before we go into the round of 32, I feel like we should listen to this song to... Circle of Life. Haven't heard a B yet.
It's easy to do when you're singing along.
No, it's not.
When you try to sing it from memory, it's completely different.
That doesn't make it easier. I'm not jumping the shark and singing it ahead or echoing it.
No, but when you can.
And I've also done the full out before, and I've gone. I remember Bill's niece. I sang it to her. Like she like wanted to compare them a few years ago, and I did the full. Like I had. And she was like, "Well, I think you just win for commitment." So there's some bees coming in here. Just in the bud. A little too high pitched. I can't get lowered. Okay. Really good. Okay, so jumping back, we're going to run through really quickly just how we see this landing in the bracket we've made together that we don't totally agree on. So in Prince Eric's ship, we had next in the round of 32, Under the Sea, Little Mermaid, versus, which is a 1 seed, versus the 9 seed, One Jump Aladdin, Under the Sea. We both agree. The 5 seed, I'll Make a Man Out of You, versus the 4 seed, Just Around the River Bend. I think I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that movie. Do we just want to move that one? No. We wait. Do we go through?
Yeah, we'll go through.
Okay. Next is the 6 seed, Mulan, Honor to Us All, which I did say almost there, Princess of the Frog could win. against... Oh, no, sure. That's not the 6 seed. It's the 11 seed, sorry. Verse, You'll Be in My Heart, Tarzan. You'll Be in My Heart. Duh. And then we have I Just Can't Wait to Be King, which is the 7 seed, verse Frozen. It's going to be Frozen. Let
it's got to be Can't Wait to Be King.
You wanted to put Let It Go Frozen as a 1 seed.
I said it earned it. I didn't say I would vote for it. I even said I would vote against it.
It's Let It Go, Bill. Move Let It Go up.
Come on, I Just Can't Wait to Be King is like, that should have been a 1 seed.
We have it as a 7, which you didn't call out.
That's not a we. That's a you.
Okay, well, roll back the tapes and you didn't.
I moved it. Yeah, I did. I moved up to a 4.
Well, that's not a 1, which is what you moved Let It Go to. Okay. Oh, are we, and then we go down.
Yeah.
The 1 seed, A Whole New World from Aladdin versus Poor Unfortunate Souls, Little Mermaid. It's definitely going to be A Whole New World, but.
Poor Unfortunate Souls
is great. The strong 9 seed coming in.
This is a great matchup here. Very underrated.
5 seed, Bare Necessities versus 4 seed, Kiss the Girl. Kiss the Girl.
But not as confidently as you said it. I think Bare Necessities has a great opportunity.
I think, one, it's if I, if
bare
my...
Bare Necessity. No? Mm-hmm.
No, that was cute. I think if my demographic didn't lean so female, and this is some of the people's favorite princess.
Oh, yeah, but chicks did Jungle Book.
I'm just saying, like... This is most people, when asked their favorite Disney princess, say Ariel. Now, also during quarantine, we did watch Little Mermaid. It was probably a year ago right now. It was one of the first weeks. It was an experience.
Yeah.
And I decided Ariel is a bit of a hoe for a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Like,
I was saying all this shit earlier.
Ran away. Well, you were blaming Eric earlier. Like,
yeah, they're
her
all
father.
They all got a lot
to,
of things going on.
Like, and he's got 11 daughters or whatever, like, that he has to watch out for. But who is the crab is in charge of Ariel?
Yeah.
She's gone off the rails. And the fact that we just let her leave with Eric just shows that Triton was like, I can't control her. She's your problem. He's like, marry her. She's human. Go. Like, 16 and hoeing out. But she moves forward.
She probably wins.
She might win. The 6 seed, A Girl Worth Fighting For. Ooh. Verse Colors of the Wind. A Girl Worth Fighting For. Yeah, Colors of the Wind moves forward, the 3 seed. But A Girl Worth Fighting For is great. How Far I'll Go, the 2 seed versus the 7 seed, Be Prepared from Lion King. Be Prepared is a great... It probably could have gone higher in some arguments, but How Far I'll Go, Moana is going to take the cake there. Mm-hmm. Up in, what did I name this quadrant?
Pumbaa's watering hole.
Jesus. We have, sorry, I'm, oops. Can You Feel the Love Tonight, the 1 seed verse, oh, damn, this is going to bump out.
This whole side is going to be very difficult.
Gospel Truth, Hercules, the 9 seed. I love Gospel Truth, but it is Can You Feel the Love Tonight. Damn. And then we have You've Got a Friend in Me, Toy Story, the 5 seed, verse Reflection, Mulan, the 4 seed. Reflection
no
for me.
No way.
Reflection.
No way.
I say I'm Reflection. Vetoing. Whatever happens, it's losing to Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
We'll see.
I think. I can't believe you vetoed that. Oh, we let when did you move When Did You Wish Upon a Star? Did I let you
yeah,
move
you
this?
Let me have that one.
Okay, well, Part of Your World beats When You Wish Upon a Star. I can't believe the When You Wish Upon a Star, the 11 seed, made it out.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Part of Your World, Little Mermaid. A lot of Little Mermaid coming through. The 7 seed, When Will My Life Begin? Verse, I Won't Say I'm in Love. I mean, I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Yeah.
Could go the distance.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be a tough. It had a hard bracket. I really want to rearrange this thing in my advantage.
No
my
way.
Favorite.
This is fun. These quadrants are real fun on this side.
The 1 seed, Beauty and the Beast, verse, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Guys, don't let me down here. Be Our Guest, Beauty and the Beast versus Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Do You Want to Build a Snowman beat I See the Light in Your Eyes from Tangled. It cannot beat Be Our Guest.
No.
I know, like, this is another take the phone away from your kids. They don't get to vote for this one. We go for nostalgia and we go for Beauty and the Beast. I already just said that Lumiere and Cogsworth have been practicing this routine for years waiting for a guest. They deserve this. I was reading the wrong thing. Then it's Beauty and the Beast, Tales of Old Time, versus Hakuna Matata, which Hakuna Matata goes forward. Easy.
I think so.
Easy move forward. Ooh, Friend Like Me from Aladdin, the 6th seed versus Go the Distance, Hercules. Go the Distance.
I know, but that's a really good battle.
It's Go the Distance.
Friend Like Me is a really good song.
It is, but I don't know how anyone beats Hercules.
It's going to be hard. It's a great flick.
We lost to Hercules in the first round just for optics' sake. But I do think it's going to be hard. Ooh. Why Should I Worry deserved better, guys.
It deserves more.
But Circle of Life will beat Why Should I Worry. I don't know, though, where... There's not many spots Why Should I Worry. This round of 32 was really hard.
Yeah. It would have fared better on this side of the bracket.
Yeah, I don't know.
That side over there is a gauntlet.
It's tough.
I mean, it makes it fun, but that's rough.
We're back to Prince Eric's ship, and we're in the Elite Eight now. And we have the 1 seed, Under the Sea, versus I'll Make a Man Out of You, the 5 seed. I think Under the Sea does move forward. I would have liked to see a Mulan song make it further. This was the furthest one I think we have.
Yeah.
In our bracket, I would expect a Mulan song.
Justice for Mulan.
I think it could pull an upset somewhere in this bracket. I don't know if it's against Under the Sea. But we'll see. Ugh. And then we've got You'll Be in My Heart, the 3 seed versus Let It Go, the 2 seed. Guys, it's You'll Be in My Heart for me all the way. And if you don't think I tried to sway people with Brad Pitt, I will not let Phil Collins out. He has to get an elite. Like, a Tarzan song has to make it to the final four.
Well, this Tarzan song.
Specifically this one, but they're all really good.
This was a highlight of when we saw him in concert, and he played all the hits, and this was still a highlight.
I was crying.
Yeah.
I cried for Studio also.
Well, you cried for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Now down in Aladdin's Magic Carpet, we have A Whole New World. Ooh, versus Kiss the Girl. A 1 seed versus a 4 seed. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, it has to be.
No, really? A Whole New World is... I think it's
boring compared to Kiss the Girl. Look, it's a good song, but it's boring compared to
Kiss
the Girl.
That's just because he has a whole orchestra of fish to work with. Aladdin is
he plays to his role, his environment.
I mean, even Ariel left that performance. I think
she jammed out.
Can show you the world. Like, it's just like that's a great first date. A Whole New World. That was their first date.
Wasn't that Eric and her first date too? He took her on the boat tour and...
No, they've been hanging out. Remember, she almost crashed the carriage at this point. She's already combed her hair with a fork. A dingle hopper. She rescued him on the ship.
All that before they got on the boat?
Oh, no, the ship... No, there was a ship, like a storm, and then the ship crashed. Like, there's 2 different ship encounters in that movie.
So that one wins?
No, I think A Whole New World wins. But you can... I think Kiss the Girl could easily win. Yeah. I think that's a toss-up.
I'll give you that one, though, because I'll
And what did we have? One. I just want to see... I think easily those are the two that make it out there, looking back at what they were up against.
What?
Like, A Whole New World and Kiss the Girl. Yeah. I was just seeing if anything else would pop forward. Yeah,
like I said, this side has been pretty cut and dry. The other side, though...
And then we have the... What is Colors of the Wind? 3 seed versus the 2 seed, How Far I'll Go, Moana. Colors of the Wind is so good. I do think Moana will win here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be a really, really close one.
That's a fun matchup, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like it. Okay, oops. We are over in Pumbaa's Watering Hole for the Sweet 16. Oh, yeah, this is the Elite Eight. No, it's the Sweet 16 game. Can You Feel the Love Tonight, the one seed, verse You've Got a Friend in Me, Toy Story. Haha, finally. You've Got a Friend in Me loses. I don't care, guys. It just isn't my movie. Can You Feel the Love Tonight, a classic. Oh.
This is rough.
Then we've got Part of Your World verse I Won't Say I'm in Love. Oh, God. Any other Little Mermaid song, I wouldn't be as torn.
It's a good matchup.
I'm going to go with I Won't Say I'm in Love. Yeah. I think you're right.
Have to.
I think we could be upset here. And
I'll be curious to find out, but I think that before filling out your brackets and after listening to this podcast, in between that time, you should watch Hercules.
Oh, we should?
We should anyway. Yeah. Just watch it tomorrow, but people should, so that they reacquaint themselves with how awesome these songs are.
Yeah, I ask people to please go, maybe I should be making a Disney playlist for people to really, that would be smart. Well, I've got 24 hours.
Put all of these on.
Put it on my to-do list. Everyone knows my to-do list has been my nemesis. Add another thing. People are listening to me like, oh, this is why this girl's unhinged. All right. Down in Chip's cupboard. I love the bracket names now. We've got the one seed Be Our Guest versus Hakuna Matata. Absolutely not. It's Be Our Guest.
I think it's Hakuna Matata. It's a wonderful phrase.
These are probably, I would say these are the two biggest songs. Well, Can You Feel the Love Tonight got the one seed for Lion King. But
yeah.
I do think Hakuna Matata is, like, the biggest sing-along songs of those movies to come up against each other. I would say Be Our Guest. But as my mom says, this Beauty and the Beast was the first movie I ever, like, actually watched. Mm-hmm. So I could be biased. Because Lion King is my actual favorite Disney movie.
Yeah, and it's the best.
Yeah. Lions are my favorite animal because of it. I don't want to brag, but they are my favorite.
Oh, man, we've been together over 5 years. I never knew that, A, it was your favorite animal, and B, that you like to brag about it.
You didn't know lions were my favorite animal?
No.
What? How did that not come up?
I just always thought cats were. I mean, I know lions are just big cats, but...
Yeah, I used to watch, like, Animal Planet, like, the lions, like, hunting and running around. Like, I love lions. And I think my hair looks like a lion.
Well, right. I knew you wore your hair like a lion.
No, I didn't. I don't do that intentionally because I'm a fan of lions. I'm not the woman from Tiger King.
You're Kristen Wiig and Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's a low blow. That's a low blow. Okay. Then we have Go the Distance. Oh, Jesus, what did we do to Chip's cupboard's bracket?
I'm telling you, this side is fire.
Everybody's got a walk in the park on the other side. Go the Distance for a Circle of Life. You guys, I think here's what's going to happen, because these polls will be on some different days. And I don't think we'll have to go through our scheduling.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Yeah, thank you. We can just go off last year's too, but... We can't do all the polls for each round on every day. But I will tell you, if whatever day a Hercules poll lands, and if we make it to Sweet 16 and we have I Won't Say I'm in Love and Go the Distance in there, and they are up against what...
Oh, God damn it, Rumpel.
I mean, I didn't have anything to say anyway. Anyway, I'm just going to say I'm going to sway the bracket if I see that I Won't Say I'm in Love loses and Go the Distance is on the... Like, I'm going to be petitioning for a Hercules song to make Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Like, whichever one it is. Go the Distance and I Won't Say I'm in Love are...
each other in Final Four, I could see. But no, I digress.
I digress.
Circle of Life is your champion.
What
here.
The hell did you just type there?
I didn't type anything. I haven't even touched my keyboard.
Oh, no. Okay, come on.
Oh, they did. Rumpel stepped on the keyboard.
Oh, they're stepping on the keyboard.
And knocked it off the...
Just okay. 5 more minutes. We're almost done. Okay, quick. Just stop touching things. Okay. Prince Eric's ship in the Elite Eight. We have Under the Sea verse You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan. Wow. That's a hard one, too.
That's a tough one. Shit's getting real.
I won't vote against Phil. Myself. I'm going to need you to give your unbiased opinion here.
Yeah, I know. And I actually am more biased towards Phil, but the answer is under the sea.
That's hard.
I know.
But if for some reason Phil makes it to the final four,
that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got A Whole New World versus How Far I'll Go by Moana. I think Moana will win this.
I'm pretty sure A Whole New World will win.
Okay, well, you had Whole New World losing to Kiss the Girl.
That was a different matchup. I think Kiss the Girl would beat How Far I'll Go, too. Either of those would beat How Far I'll Go. Okay. How Far I'll Go has done well. It got itself pretty far.
Beat Colors of the Wind Pocahontas, and now it's going
to
lose?
Yeah, no. To a bigger staple.
Colors of the Wind is a staple.
I said a bigger staple.
Okay. You can move forward A Whole New World. At this point, all the one seeds are moving forward in our eyes, which I think we've done in every bracket we've filled out. We end up having the ones.
There'll be an upset here and there, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Up in Pumbaa's watering hole. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? I Won't Say I'm in Love. It's almost like it's the two probably biggest love songs.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, A Whole New World we just kind of glossed over, but they're going to lose anyway in the final four. They're out.
I got a shot. I don't know if the sea's gone.
I mean, look, I have defended, I just told you my favorite lion. This is my favorite animal.
I think I go, I Won't Say I'm in Love.
I do too. That is, it is so good. I love, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Like, I won't be upset.
No, of course not.
I Won't Say I'm in Love. Like,
I'm just pulling for Meg.
I am pulling for Meg. Okay, and then we've got Hakuna Matata versus Circle of Life. We've got a Lion King battle.
Oh, shit, it was a Lion King battle. Great songs in Lion King, too.
Wait, so you think Circle of Life beats Hakuna Matata?
I like Hakuna Matata more, I feel like, but Circle of Life, I mean, there's imagery to that when you just think of that song, you know?
Remember, that's the, I mean, you thought of the meme. But it was the circle of life.
And with Andy's baby?
It was when Andy Cohen had his baby. Yeah, I made that's the right. meme, all the housewives reacting, and he liked it. That's the only interaction we've had. But he did like it. And that was Bill's idea. I'm just going to fess up to that
one.
That
was a good idea.
I was like, what meme should I make?
You were bothering me. I was trying to sleep.
You were
asleep,
and you were like, just do it for Lion King. And I was like, oh my gosh. Rolled back over and started snoring. Okay. In the final four, Under the Sea versus A Whole New World. Under the Sea. That's pretty anticlimactic over there, as we said. And I don't want, I Won't Say I'm in Love to lose. Actually, I think I Won't Say I Could Love could beat Circle of Life. Circle of Life is iconic. Like, but you're not all, we sing along to Circle of Life. I mean, I just did a whole rendition of it. But I just think people are going to have, I think people are going to vote. Well, actually, again, I'm just contradicting myself. I think people are going to just vote for Lion King to vote for Lion King. I think they'll feel that Lion King should be in the finals, not Hercules, regardless of the song.
That could be true.
That's where, even though Hercules made it to Final Four in our eyes.
Yeah.
And I think that's a strong showing for a later film.
Yeah. It brought a couple along the way, too. I mean, Go the Distance made it to Elite Eight.
Could have made it further.
Mm-hmm. It could have been a star.
Could have been a star. And then we've got Under the Sea versus Circle of Life. I go Under the Sea.
Is Under the Sea the greatest Disney song of all time? I guess so, right?
It's a happy song. It's a great song. I mean, we don't have kids, so again, I'm going to get a lot of DMs from people being like, no, it's this, like this song. Especially because anyone who's a parent has probably listened to these songs 4,000 times. Like, we listened to them so much as a kid. And then as an adult, they're nostalgic and it's fun to throw back. There are going to be parents like voting against movies in this. And I think that's where we're going to have the sway. I'm like, someone's just going to be like, I watched Beauty and the Beast 12 times last week. That's got to lose. No other reason than just recently they've watched it a lot, especially in the pandemic. God knows they've just been...
That's true, too.
So I will be curious if any of the new movies come further than we think, like a Tangled or Moana or Princess and the Frog. Like, I think some of those could have a stronger showing than mm-hmm. we think. And then the nostalgia of everyone. I do think we're going to have, like, the iconic songs in the end. I think Little Mermaid and Lion King in the end make sense. Just depends on which song.
Yeah.
Those are probably the two. True. That's the biggest princess, I think. She's the biggest hoe as well. And Lion King, I think, is a lot of people's favorite. It's great.
It's great. It's undeniable.
Mm-hmm. Circle of Life, Lion King making it this far, kind of ughs me. We could have...
But it could have been Can You Feel the Love Tonight? So, it could have been Hakuna Matata.
But we could have Circle of Life versus Hakuna Matata to then go into the final four of another Lion King matchup.
Yeah. Lion King's a strong contender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well... And I think it's the only one that beat the Hercules ones along the way, too.
It had a hard road to get here, so yeah. It was well fought. Circle of Life probably should win just for the long road.
That was fun. Better than I thought.
I hope that was fun for everyone listening, or if there might only be a few of you left. I know Nugget and Katie, your sister, are still listening. Those are the two I'm counting on who made it through the end. Everyone else, thank you. We will be posting, this is up at this point now, obviously. Brackets, you'll have a few days to work on those. Please ask any questions. Get your friends.
You'll post in your story or something about the rules.
The rules. Get your friends to vote too. I mean, one, something's going on with Instagram and my views are down on my stories. So please send some people my way anyway. But we do want this to be pretty close. I'd love to see every poll. You know, we're going to see some landslides here and there. But I think for nostalgic, if we get some Gen Zs in here, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. Because who knows what Disney movie they... pull for the most.
Yeah.
But I think between you are an elder millennial, even though you refuse to believe you are a millennial, you know, there's going to be loyalties lie in different places. We argued in the beginning, and by the end, we were pretty on par, but...
And there's a point system, so there's going to be a winner.
Oh, right. Yes. And so when you fill this out each round, if you get it right, so you're voting based on what you think will make it forward.
Well, you make your bracket of, like we just did, of what you think is going to happen. Then you're going to be voting to try to be right.
Right. So you want to be picking, yes, you want your favorite to win, but you want to pick what you think everyone's going to end up voting for so you can get the points so there is a winner in the end. And winners get prizes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what those prizes are. I mean,
that'd be cool.
I just made this bracket this week, so you got to.
I'm sure they'll be Disney related or something.
What a great idea. Adult Disney gifts. Who doesn't love it?
What is all of this adulting that you're trying to put into Disney?
Well, no, I'm saying adult Disney gifts is really cheesy. Oh, are
you
thinking of...
I thought you were saying trying to think of what would be an adult Disney
gift. No, I'm just saying, like, no. Most Disney gifts are for kids. It's like adults at Disney World. I don't understand it. So what am I going to get these adults voting? Unless you tell me your kid helped you vote, then I can send you, like, a kid's toy, and that's
There's
great.
There's cool adult Disney shit.
What the fuck? Like what?
Like a coffee mug?
You want me to send people coffee mugs?
Oh, fucking no. I'll just be excited that they won.
That's funny. Okay, we're going to give you Disney coffee mugs if you win. Courtesy of Bill's Mind.
Whichever song wins will get that movie's coffee mug as the champion, as the champion's gift.
Yeah, that's great. That's really going to incentivize the crowd.
It sounded profound in my head.
Well, it was adult and it was a gift, so, and it was Disney. Coffee. So, there you go. You guys, we have to stop. We have to go to sleep. And we have to get a lot of things done in the next 24 hours so that we are ready for March Madness 2021. The most magical pole on earth is this year's tagline. Get it? Because it's like the most magical place on earth. Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.